Hi guys, Kim and Ashley here from Seeking Balance Podcast. We hope you love what we've done so far. We're having so much fun, but we have a favor of you. If you love listening to our podcast, please consider giving to our Patreon campaign. Any amount helps.
Patreon is set up so that you can donate just a little bit every month, or a lot of bit if the spirit moves you, but we get those donations directly. So if you will go to Patreon, that's patreon.com/seekingbalancepodcast, you'll see a picture of Kim and I at the top, and it would be super nice of you if you would click that become a patron button and put a little money towards listening to the podcast each month. Thank you so much for considering. We love hearing your feedback. So email us if you need us, ashley@seekingbalancepodcast.com, and have a great day.
Finding the right people to help you do it. It's not something an individual can do on their own. So we are so lucky in the sense that we have mentors for all of our training groups, and they are so important to what we do. They are it. They are the best people to be doing this. And so they're coaching people on every run, helping them meet their goals, but then also posting, whether it's in a private Facebook group or following up with people if they haven't been at runs, and just really creating just a sense of friendship and relationships with people.
Hi, and welcome to Seeking Balance, a podcast for mom entrepreneurs. We're your hosts, Kim Inge and Ashley Benz. As moms and business owners, our lives are crazy busy, just like yours. And while there's really no such thing as the perfect work-life balance, we want to explore and share some tips, tricks, and tactics to help you improve your life and business as a mom. So hang with us while we talk raising babies and business. Today, we have Natalie Fenton, who is co-owner of Fleet Feet Louisville with her husband. And Natalie is a mama to two sweet babies. So welcome. We're
Thank
glad
you.
You're here.
I'm excited to be here.
So tell us about your babies first.
Yeah. Well, I have Sadie, who is 3.5 and just a wild, rambunctious one. She's the boss of the house. And then Orly, she's 2, just turned 2, and she's super sweet. And
she has the best birthday ever.
And she shares a birthday with Ashley. Ashley was my doula. So
yeah.
She spent the early morning hours of her birthday.
It was like one of my favorite birthdays ever.
Really?
Yes.
Which is good, because when I found out it was her birthday, I felt really bad. I was like, I'm so sorry. You didn't get to sleep in.
No, there's nothing better than a fresh squish on your birthday.
It's true. I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are really in the trenches with two little tiny
people.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little crazy. So.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have full-time responsibilities at the store?
Yeah. So I'm at the store. It varies very much based on the seasonal work, but anywhere from 30 to, up to 60-ish hours a week, depending on what's going on.
Wow.
I would say on average, it's around 30 to 40. Mm-hmm. So I'm there a lot. The girls go to a preschool, and that's been great. It's right in our neighborhood, so super convenient.
That's perfect. Do they help at the store a lot?
They think they do.
I use the word help, like with air quotes.
By help, they take the sunblock and try and eat it. So it's
good.
Really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah, but they love, it's actually cool because we have such a great community at the store. We have some really awesome running groups. And so everyone kind of knows the girls, and the girls come to a lot of the fun runs and events, and love it.
So tell us more about that, because I know that you guys have really worked to cultivate a community, not just a retail space. It's not the target of running shoes, right?
Right. Yeah. I absolutely love the fact of what we do, and it's running shoes is just such a small part of it. We have the aspect of the retail store, but then we also have training groups. And so we train anywhere from about 300 people a season for anything from a 5K to a full marathon. And it's just great because people, they come 2 to 3 days a week, and they're working out as just kind of like a family. And there's weekly dinners, and there's parties, and everyone just, it becomes like your friend circle. It's really cool to watch people just come in and join a community.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah.
How did you get interested in that? Like, what made you want to buy a store like that?
So my husband is a runner, and so he was actually a full-time employee there. We were newly married, and he got a job just as a retail fitter. And then I worked in the salon world, so I was a salon manager. So he was always the runner and loved that atmosphere and environment and loved what he did. And Fleet Feet's really cool. They have an opportunity to purchase a store. It's like an employee pathway to ownership. And so we're actually in that program. It's a 5-year program. So it's been really just a cool opportunity that we wouldn't have been able to take on otherwise. And once we knew that we were going to get the store, I came on to start training. And then we kind of split up our roles, and I do a lot of the back end business and marketing side of things.
Okay. So it's a franchise.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know how many franchises there are?
There are, I want to say, a little over 160. Okay. There's a few new ones, so I don't know the exact number.
Yeah. That's pretty small in the franchise world.
Yeah. It's all U.S. So.
That's awesome, because I assume that then you get a lot of direct communication with the...
Yeah, it's wonderful. There's a team in Carrboro, North Carolina that really helps support us. And then it's neat because there's so many other seasoned owners who've been doing this for so much longer, and they're so accessible. So it's really cool to be able to just email and be like, I don't know what to do here, or do you have a good marketing idea, and just have a really great network of support.
That is cool to mm-hmm. share ideas. And
yeah, it's great.
Cool. Very cool. So the elephant in the room then, of course, is that you work with your husband.
I sure do. Yeah.
Which, and I love your husband. Andy is amazing.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
No.
So don't take it like that. But Mark Bentz and Ashley Bentz would never work together.
Yeah.
We would kill each other.
Yeah.
Well, so, and we've come close, you know. You never know. It's funny because you said that we would be talking about working with spouse, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm an expert here at this, but we're figuring it out. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we've been doing it since 2013. So within, it was interesting because the year we started working together was also the year that we had a baby. So we had a lot of life changes hit us at once. So we've been really growing up and figuring things out. And I would say the past year we've really kind of settled in to a better groove with our work responsibilities and working together on things. It's been pretty good.
Okay, so then how do you separate work and home?
It's always a juggle, and it's tricky, but I think the biggest thing is keeping in perspective just that we're on each other's team at work, and Andy and I are polar opposites in so many different ways, and it's great in the sense that we complement each other. It's also always a struggle because we see things so differently, but trying to remember we're on each other's team at the end of the day and being able to try and go home and keep whatever's going on at work as a separate issue has been really important and valuable for us.
Yeah. Do you guys see the growth of the business the same way?
I think so. We tend to, he's a numbers guy and I am like, absolutely not. So we tend to track growth different. So a lot of times, you know, I might be thinking, oh, we're doing great, and he's thinking totally different, or vice versa. And so it's always interesting because we're kind of able to touch base and bring each other the positives and negatives on things, which has been good.
Yeah. We've talked about this on the podcast before, but like, I really feel like in every relationship, there's one person that is the numbers person, and then there's one person.
There has to be a numbers person. Yeah.
Yeah, because you guys would probably not have a successful business if somebody wasn't
for
running
sure.
the numbers.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it's been good. It's always a struggle in terms of not letting your growth, or if you're having a bad month or whatever's going on, affect you at home. And I think everyone deals with that, but we do have that component of if we have a situation we disagree on at work, making sure that just stays at work is definitely something that we've had to work a lot on. We also have really focused on our relationship and bettering our communication. We do regular counseling.
That's awesome.
And that has been just such a great tool for us in terms of just knowing where we're at individually and knowing how we can better communicate our needs and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful and highly underutilized.
I know.
People wait for the ship to be sinking before they go get something.
It's so it's just so funny to me, because if something's wrong with our car, we're gonna go and take it to a professional. If something is, you know, we want to get our hair done, we're gonna go to a professional. If you need help communicating, go to a professional. It's great.
Yeah, that is such wise advice. Yeah. Really good information. So I know you said that you don't think about the numbers quite as much. So in what ways do you see your business as doing well? What are benchmarks that you use for things are going well?
I mean, obviously I do track our sales goals and things like that, but then also just the general feel of the events we've done. Has there been a good turnout? Are there people coming to this, and are they having fun? Are they utilizing the resources we're trying to provide? I would much rather know, like, these people are really benefiting from what we're doing. And then also just our staff. We have an excellent staff. We have about 10 employees. And so just the culture of the store, and seeing whether our staff likes coming to work and works well together. And that's always such an encouraging thing to me, because they're awesome and they work really great together.
Do you do things to cultivate that culture? Like, you know, like fun employee outings, or like, what do you do?
Yeah, actually, we've gotten a little bit out of it this past year. We remodeled a new store and moved, so everything's been, this year has been a little crazy. So we're getting back into regular staff meetings and hanging out. So like next month we've got a staff outing. It'll be at our house, and I'll cook dinner and kind of more of a fun meeting. As fun as meetings can be, so right. And then our staff is really involved with our running groups and community, and so we do regular, we have beer runs, we have parties. We have a party that we're doing for our training groups on Wednesday that our staff will be at, and it's just fun to see them with the community.
That's awesome. How did you know it was time to get into a bigger store and move and all
Our landlord doubled our rent. So.
Well, there you go. Done and done.
So that solved that. Now, one thing we loved our old location, but one of the things that we really wanted was to have foot traffic and just being near other local businesses. And it was kind of hard where we were. We weren't very visible. And so it's been nice in the sense we looked in the Highlands for a long time. We wanted to stay in our neighborhood and just couldn't find anything big enough. So then we went right on the other side of the park, found just a beautiful space in St. Matthews, and we just love it. And so, yeah, that's kind of how we.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that like little like push. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rent is doubled. All right.
Okay, we got to go. Yeah. So we had looked at a couple different options and even looked at downsizing in the current space we had been in. But really we were like, we want to be around other businesses and in a busier area. And so,
yeah,
we really loved it.
Kim, what was the thing that said to you guys, okay, we've got to move, we've got to get bigger?
We were just completely jam-packed. Like everywhere you walked, you were tripping over stuff. There was no room to put stuff on shelves. You were shimmying past desks.
Oh yeah.
It was just getting frustrating. And we were like, we have to do something. So that's why we did it.
Yeah. Our space is actually a little bit smaller.
Is it? It feels bigger.
The floor space in the store isn't much different. It's a tiny bit smaller, but it does feel so much bigger, which is kind of fun. But the back room is a third of the size. So now we're acclimating to a smaller back room. But it's actually been good. It's made us really efficient, which I like. So
that's good. That's a neat byproduct.
Yeah, it's been good.
And you can spin that any way you need.
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. 100%. I'm just going to keep telling myself that.
Yeah. So what do your girls think? What is their investment? They're tiny still, of course, but
like Sadie thinks she works at Speed Sports is what she calls it. So they think they work there.
They're like, we're the mascot.
So no, it's been really fun. It's neat for them to, I think, see me doing something that I love working outside the home. I don't know how I would do as a stay-at-home mom. I think it's great. I have so much respect for people who do. I think lose my mind. So so it's so much work. So it's great to be able to have this and develop it and work on myself as a professional, and then see my girls watching me do that and hopefully modeling for them something that they'll want to do one day.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Does your family have aspirations that it will be a family business?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think it would be really cool if that's something they were interested in and wanted to do, for sure. But I definitely don't want to, like, be like, this is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Do your kids want to take over Milk and Baby?
I don't know. They sure want to work there.
Oh, yeah, that's
they do. I'm like, this is where I'm going to... I mean, not like... like their end all work. But
well,
like,
sure, but like...
like their summer job or mm-hmm. their college, you know, when they're in college.
Sadie plays like shoe fit specialist. Like,
she's probably better at it than I am.
She will bring you shoes and put them on and like, yeah, pretend she's fitting you for shoes. It's pretty cute.
That's so adorable.
Yeah.
My kids love to pretend to be on the phone with somebody in labor. And they're like... they're always like, you're fine. It's not time to go to the hospital yet. Like, forever. I'm like, is that what I sound like on the other end of the phone?
That's because, amazing.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It is interesting to see what do our kids take from us. Yeah. Yeah. My kids also talk a lot about, well, I have to see a client. I have to see a client.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Mine love races. So when we go out and cheer at races, mm-hmm. or now that they're walking and running, they're getting more into like the kids runs. So they love that. But they always get so excited when they get to go cheer at races.
That is super fun. And I am not a runner. You know this about me. Yeah. Like, if I'm running, you should run also, because
there's something coming.
But, I do feel like when you're at like a mini or 5K or marathon, whatever, there's like a hype. There's
a vibe. It's such an energy. It's really cool. Yeah. Every time I'm at a marathon, I'm not a long distance runner. I'm similar. I like yoga. I like weightlifting. And I like the fact that our store meets people wherever they are at. So we have a lot of walkers in our groups, and we're very much just about meeting your own personal goals. But yeah, I'm not a runner either, so
solidarity
right there.
Fist bump on the radio.
I'm like cyclical. I've never been a giant runner, but right. I've been a fast walker.
Yeah.
Or try to run.
I'll do intervals, like a run walk interval and stuff. But yeah, the girls love being at races, and it's just so much fun to watch them cheer and they get excited. Sadie will only high five girls though. She will not high five the boys. So
she's like, whatever, you have enough.
She's like, nope,
telling
you're fine.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but she was cheering at the Derby marathon, and she refused.
That is awesome.
I know.
Well, she's a girl power kind of a gal.
Yeah. So Sadie very does what she wants. So
yeah, I got one of those too. So when you're thinking about your 5-year plan,
mm-hmm.
what does it look like?
Some of it has just been, it's been focusing on settling into this new space. And I think in 5 years, seeing how we've grown within this neighborhood and utilized our neighborhood better, I think will be great, because we really made a big change when we moved from the Highlands to St. Matthews. So focusing on that, hopefully growing the store. I would love to just see more groups meeting out of there. I would love to see more events that we can do. And then just as a family, I think it'll be cool to see the girls a little bit older in grade school, and just being a little more active and being able to be a little more involved in our community will be really exciting.
That's cool. Is that one of your family values? Community?
Yeah.
I keep hearing that word.
I know.
Over and over again.
That's a big word to me. So yeah. I mean, I think retail is great, and I love retail. I love working on a sales floor, but the aspect of community that comes along with our store is just so important to me. And then also we love like our neighborhood. We're in the Germantown neighborhood. So just
everybody in that neighborhood loves that neighborhood.
We all drink the Kool-Aid, so yeah.
The beer.
The beer for sure. But yeah, it's been cool. As the kids are younger, it's harder to get as involved in things. So I think as they're older, it'll be really fun to get more.
You have to. One of my good friends lives in Germantown, and Germantown, if you're not from where we're from, is this very old, used to be primarily German neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and they carry a lot of tradition with them. And one of my favorites is the whole bologna sandwich.
Oh, yeah. The Hawks.
What is this?
It's
Do you know about it?
Kind of. And there's so many rules. And part of me gets a little mad because it's...
You have to be like a man.
You have to be a man over the age of like 37.
Yeah. It's very, about that game.
Yeah, yes, I can't remember the name. Of, stick. I don't is know. It Hawks Grocery Store?
We're going to put it in the show notes we'll just because.
I went for the first time
this past
year. I mean, it was cool to watch.
It is cool to watch, but I'm like, why don't I get to play?
I didn't realize you had to be a man.
You have to be a man and over 37.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm positive.
I mean, I believe you, but I feel like I saw a lady do it.
Maybe this year was the first year.
Maybe they're loosening it up, but I'm telling you, if you read the website.
It's been the tradition. Okay. And so.
Okay.
Or maybe they.
I'll look that up.
It's a little bit of a sexist tradition. I know. But it's a tradition.
Yeah. I don't love that part of it. But yeah, but Germantown's just great. And it's kind of, it's neat to see. It's such an interesting mix of people.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool if you're living in a community to sort of dive into those kind of things and see what is around me. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people really love to travel, but mm-hmm. I am super interested in what's here, what's right yeah. outside our back door. Mm-hmm. Also, that fits my budget.
I was about to say, I'm like, that also really works right. out with my checkbook a lot easier.
So probably your listeners would want to know, when you're talking about community, like, how do you cultivate that? Like, are there specific things that you do to do that?
It's finding the right people to help you do it. Mm-hmm. It's not something an individual can do on their own. So we are so lucky in the sense that we have mentors for all of our training groups, and they are so important to what we do. They are it. They are the best people to be doing this. And so they're coaching people on every run, helping them meet their goals, but then also posting, whether it's in a private Facebook group or following up with people if they haven't been at runs, and just really creating just a sense of friendship and relationships with people.
Yeah, and you guys are really good at doing that organically, because it took me a while to figure out who was actually in that role.
Yeah.
I was like, man, she is an enthusiast. And then I was like, wait a minute. That seems like yeah. she might be on the payroll.
And they're not.
Oh, really?
They're really not on the payroll. No. Okay.
The
investment. I mean, these people are just such a hub for the community and for the running community as a whole, even outside of Fleet Feet. But yeah, they're just passionate and great at what they are doing. But
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, and we have a team. So we have an elite team. So you have to meet certain time requirements and be super speedy. And then we've got an ambassador team, which you could be a walker on. And those are kind of our brand ambassadors. They're wearing Fleet Feet shirts at events, and they're volunteering at our packet pickups and various things. But they are really the ones who are creating the community.
That's cool. What forms of marketing do you find most effective for what you do?
Word of mouth is obviously really important. And I think that's where finding those people who are going to really invest in your brand, they're so important. But then I find Facebook to be really valuable. I do a lot of Facebook marketing, emails, and then we try and say yes to everything if we're... We try. And when we have health fairs and things like that, we try and be at any health fair we can. One thing that we've started doing that's pretty new to us is what we call workplace fits. So we'll go to an office and we'll fit people. We'll bring a truckload of shoes and we'll fit people for shoes. So we were at a hospital wow. last week doing that for staff. It's been fun. And it's also a really great way to get the word out about the store mm-hmm. and then meet people where they're at and help
that's
them.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
So when you're doing Facebook ads, are you paying for sponsored posts?
Yeah, both. So a lot of times we'll pay for sponsored posts or within our ambassador and elite team asking them to share things. So.
Very good. And you run a really active Facebook group too,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That group, it's important. Oh, more than one.
Yes, oh, yeah. So, okay. Well, we have, I have a group that is for fitness for moms. And then we also have, separate Facebook groups for different like training groups. So if you're running training for the half and full marathon, you're going to be in a private group where you can vent about training or ask for help or
do those take a lot of your time to moderate?
It's not too bad. No, I would say most of the time, I mean, it's pretty drama free. You know, everyone's really encouraging.
So different than a mom's group.
I know, right? Everyone's really encouraging and focusing on like their personal goals and helping each other meet their goals. So we don't see a lot of drama, which is great.
Yeah. That is good. That's yes. why I will never create a Facebook group for my brand because I am not spending the time to moderate all like, the mom drama.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
But I guess, I don't know, are there that many controversies in footwear and running?
Not too many. No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
And let's hope it stays that way.
For real. Just wait. Just wait.
Yeah.
Do you use other platforms for social media or just Facebook?
I use Instagram. I cannot figure Twitter out, really. So we have a Twitter. Not very active, though. So
maybe I'm wrong, but it's my take that young people don't tweet.
Well, but I've heard young people don't Facebook.
They're on Instagram.
Oh, they're on Instagram.
Snapchat.
Well, I considered myself young for a second. I would just say that. Correct. My 21-year-old sister reminds me all the time, like, Facebook is not where it's at.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I guess you just have to look at
it. I didn't realize that until last month. And my brother's graduating high school this week, actually. And he was like, Facebook's not really a thing anymore. I'm like, oh.
Well, good news. It is among people who have the salary that they need in order to buy my product.
Very much.
And that's really part of it, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, figuring out what your demographic is.
Yeah, and our demographic is definitely going to be a little bit older. So, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you should get into tweeting.
Right.
That's for
figure
old
that
people.
Out.
If you like Twitter, I'm so sorry.
I know. I apologize.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, are you familiar with Fast Five, the segment we do? Okay. We're going to do that if you're ready for it. All right. Let's do it. Are you ready?
I think
for Fast Five.
Minivans. Do you love them or hate them?
Love them.
Movie you could watch over and over again.
Trolls.
It was actually.
I know. Which is good because that's all they watched.
Yeah. Baby name that you did not use.
Asher.
Oh, I love that. Leggings, yoga pants, or crops?
Leggings.
Very good. And guilty pleasure song.
Song. Oh, man. I don't even know.
You don't have a guilt.
I'm trying to think.
What would you sing at karaoke?
Well, it's the thing, I would never sing at karaoke.
That's a good answer.
She's like, never, ever.
Okay,
never.
I would say, this is a throwback, but do you guys remember Ashley Simpson?
Yeah.
Yeah, all her songs are my guilty pleasure songs.
Yeah. One time she ordered from Milk and Baby, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Obviously, Milk and Baby doesn't have HIPAA issues.
I don't know if it was really her, but I feel like she did.
New plan.
Through my investigation.
Podcast listeners, please go online, pretend to be any celebrity,
and start
and order
ordering
from Milk and Baby because it's really good for Kim's ego.
That's amazing.
I'm gonna put a new order tonight on the name of Cindy Crawford.
Never mind. Guess what, everybody?
Guess what? Cindy Crawford ordered from me. Oh, that is funny. Yeah. See, I have had some clients that I would love to be like, oh my gosh, do you know who? And then I'm like, oh, HIPAA.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So then
I don't think retail is.
I don't think retail.
No, you don't have that. You lucky ducks. Yeah. Privacy.
I know, right?
But then I do think about, like, my name is on the back of my van.
It is.
So
we saw you at the drive-thru the other day.
Oh,
Chick-fil-A.
That's true. That's I met Chick-fil-A a lot. But I think about, like, people might not love the fact that if they were wanting to stay undercover, that they were breastfeeding. Well, my van's at your house.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But that's. Yeah.
I really don't care that much. It's good advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good advertising, and people follow me. People text me all the time, hey, see you at Whole Foods.
I know.
Hey, see you. And I'm like, hey.
We always keep tabs on you that way.
Yes. There's no cheating on my spouse. Because you
know, not that there
friends
would be time.
No, for real. So let's talk about time management.
Yeah.
How do you do it? Because you've got a lot of hours in that store.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very blessed to have childcare. I think that's the biggest thing. So,
does the childcare look like? I know you said they're in preschool.
It's a nightmare of a paycheck, basically. It's like my paycheck right now. So we're, you know.
Doesn't that hurt a little
it does.
Bit?
It hurts. But they.
It's an investment.
Yeah.
It's an investment.
They go to a preschool that's just in Germantown. So, and they're there Monday through Friday. And so we try and get them out early a couple days a week, but they're there pretty much full time during the week. And so it's definitely an investment, but they actually really love it. So it's been really nice to have. And then it's educational too, which is great. So
bonus.
Yeah. I'm like, great. I don't have to teach this.
Does it run through the summer?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so
that'll
great.
Be good. Yeah. We are kind of figuring out what it'll look like once it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But for the first year, well, 2 years really of parenting, we had part-time childcare, and that looked like my husband and I swapping days. So, like, we had 3 days a week of childcare, and then we swapped days, and he would work a Monday, and I would work a Friday, and we kind of made it work. And so we'll kind of go back to that, and that'll be good too. So
yeah.
So it's always a juggle. We're always kind of trying to, you know, acclimate. And a lot of our work hours are evening when we have events and we have mm-hmm. we have packet pickups and things like that. So it's,
you bring them with you?
We either bring them with us or one of us watches the kids while the other one is at the event. So
that's good.
Yeah.
What do you do for you?
That's been a focus this year. So that's, you know, so much of what self-care looks like I had associated with really passive stuff, like I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch TV. And that's great, but focusing on being really intentional with that time. So that's kind of, I mean, counseling has been really great in that sense for self-care, just for me. And then also just focusing on what I like to do. I love cooking. So making sure I have time to do that, and not like the kind of cooking where you get home from work and you got to make something in 10 minutes, but like having the kids out of the house and really creating something you want to make. And then also art. I am an art major from college, and so re-exploring that, getting back into it, and trying to pursue it a little bit more.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
What's your
favorite? Drawing major.
Okay. I was going to say, what's your favorite media? But drawing.
Drawing, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So. Do you intentionally schedule time to do that?
Yes and no. Depends on the week. So I definitely try to in down times when we have slower times at the store. And then there are times where it's just crazy and you're just on board for the...
Mm-hmm.
For the,
you hang on, yeah, for the ride.
You're just going for it.
Right.
Oh, I get that. what do you say to other moms who are thinking, I want to own a franchise. I want to step into this, what seems like a really big investment. What do you think?
It is hard work, but it's exciting and it's fun. And I love the fact that every day is different. And so I say go for it. If you have the means to do it or if you have support to do it, I say go for it. I think it's been great for our family. It's got so many benefits in the sense of flexibility when I do need, like if a kid is sick, my husband and I work together. So one of us can juggle the store while the other one is with the kid. So we get a lot of flexibility, and we're really blessed in that way, too. So it's a little crazy, but it's so fun. And I think just making sure that you don't expect to do it all yourself, because there's no way to do that. So leaning on employees, leaning on the community, volunteers, and just people to help you out.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Where can people find you?
We are at the corner of Shelbyville Road and Breckenridge Lane in Louisville, Kentucky. We are facing... We're facing Breckenridge. We're next to Molly Malone's.
Very good. And if they want to email you or contact you, what would be the best way?
Our website is fleetfeetlouisville.com. And my email is natalie@fleetfeetlouisville.com. So it's a little lengthy.
Awesome. Well, Ashley, you know, at Seeking Balance Podcast.
Oh, can't yeah.
Say all
okay,
that.
You win.
Yeah. It's okay. Awesome. It gets the job done, right? That's awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was great.
Fun. All right. Thank you for listening. We would appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. You can find show notes at seekingbalancepodcast.com and find us on social media by searching Seeking Balance Podcast. We also have a Facebook group. We're trying to do that community thing where we continue our discussions online. Search for Seeking Balance Podcast Hangout. See you there.